This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics, your one-stop shop for all your podcast data needs. Podmetrics aggregates data from Anchor, Spotify, Chartable, Facebook Live, and YouTube in order to show you the real picture of how your show is doing. The best part is, it's absolutely free. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and don't forget to use the referral code GEEKYJUANS. That's Geeky, J-U-A-N-S. Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast.
Okay, welcome to episode 111 of the Geeky Ones, everyone. So good evening, and I'm Drew. Next to me is Steven. So for Hello. Tonight, we're going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. So this is the movie, not the game, as much as how good the first two Sonic games were. But then again, you know, the first Sonic film was pretty nice. So, you know, we're pretty hyped for the sequel because it looks really nice. You know, there's so, apart from seeing more Sonic and finally with Tails
and Knuckles, like the trio's there.
Yeah, the fully evolved Dr. Robotnik.
Yep.
And yeah, and Knuckles. Yeah, we finally get to see Knuckles, the first hurdle for Sonic in the sequel, so that's gonna be cool. We're gonna talk about but before that, we're gonna talk about the first Sonic movie, and we're also gonna talk about some what to expect in Sonic 2, you know, apart from the usual, and then possible, and in the end, possible surprises like character appearances that would be, that would be cool to see.
Yeah,
because Sonic has like surprising has a lot of characters around him.
Like ever since the 2000s, sobrang lumaki yung roster ni Sonic. It's crazy how it all started with the trio. Well, I guess the quartet of Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Dr. Eggman / Dr. Robotnik. And it's just grown from there. And it's insane how many characters there are now. And I'm glad that the movies are not rushing us into like, oh, you want Shadow? Nah, not yet. Not yet.
Well, essentially, this feels like a, I don't know, Sonic Adventure, maybe, in a way. Since Sonic is in Earth. At the,
I think he's not in love really with a human cool this time.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. And, you know, you have James Marsden as the human companion of the entire movie.
Yep. Sheriff Tom Wachowski.
It's pretty cool because I've been James Marsden has been in so many roles. You know, he was Cyclops.
Yep. He was the prince from Enchanted. He was
in Westworld. So
yeah, andami.
And yeah, he's just a fun character actor kind of guy, and you can see how much enjoyment he has for the roles. And you know, it's fun to see that dynamic. It was fun to see that dynamic in the first film. So, but yeah, now we go to Sonic the Hedgehog, a recap. So yeah, this is the origin story.
Yep.
And pretty fun origin story. You know, Sonic was a where was he in?
He was in the Green Hill Zone in a planet that resembled the Green Hill Zone. The original planet in the video game.
Mentored and raised by an owl named Longclaw. Now, was Longclaw in the game?
No, Longclaw is an original Longclaw character for the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to. That was one thing I forgot to look up. But yeah, Longclaw is like a mentor to Sonic. But then again, what happened was they wanted Sonic's power of speed, you know.
Yeah, this echidna tribe suddenly appears in the Green Hill Zone, and they're like, "No, we want Sonic." And then they start hunting. Sonic and Longclaw, and then suddenly Longclaw gets hit by an arrow of one of the echidnas. So all of a sudden, Longclaw's like, "No, you gotta go. You gotta go, Sonic. You gotta leave. You gotta leave the planet because if not, you know, your powers
you
might be
get your to, power.
Yeah, so they will take your power. So you gotta be careful." And we get the opening credits after that.
And you know, Sonic eventually just stays in Earth lives yep. out most of the 2000s. So Sonic is pretty much a millennial hedgehog in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, baka Gen Z pa, he's like 13, diba?
Yeah, I think he is 13. Yeah. Basically a teenager.
Yeah, he is. Sonic. He is.
And coincidentally, he appears in Green Hills, Montana.
Yeah.
Like, of all the places you could have a Sonic movie, it has to be in Montana. Well, it looks like a pretty nice place.
It always has to start in the Green Hill area. So, parang, Green Hills, Montana.
Well, to be fair, the Green Hill zone is worth is important for that aspect. But yeah,
that's true. Okay. That's true.
So yeah, and then you know we talk about Sonic's human companion. His name is
Tom Mikowski.
Yeah. Oh my God, Tom Mikowski.
And then his wife, the pretzel lady, forgot the name, Tika Sumter, the voice actor.
Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie Wachowski. So Tom and Maddie.
So, you know, there are a couple living in Green Hills, Montana. And Tom is a sheriff?
Is the sheriff of the town, and he's looking to, like, move out. So he has an application for the San Francisco Police Department because he wants to have, like, a serious... serious police job because most of the time as a sheriff sa Montana,
town sheriff, you're doing usually like the usual help of the town, you're the helper of the town,
helping ducks.
He kind of wanted more out of it,
like, yeah, helping ducks, talking to donuts, and then eating them after.
Well, you know, if the donuts don't agree, you have the free reign to eat that.
Pretty much. And then, yeah, that's him. And then all of a sudden, he gets his invitation to go to San Francisco. So Maddie goes ahead to San Francisco because her sister is there. And then Tom stays behind to get ready, you know, get packed and all. And then while he's getting packed, Sonic gets super envious of this kids' baseball game.
Yeah. Diba?
And he gets super jealous. And then he's like, he decides to, how do I phrase this without sounding dirty?
The thing is, all Sonic wanted was like to have friends to be with. So
he just wanted
to have like a group of friends, and out of rage, you know, he puts out the power, and you know, that's how Robotnik started chasing Sonic.
Thank you for Tom.
And Tom hit him with a tranquilizer dart when they met. So his legs are gone for a while.
Yeah, and then that scene where Tom shoots Sonic with a tranquilizer dart is now the infamous preview of human face Sonic, which became a meme on its own, which is insane to think. Na sobrang meme powered kasi ni Sonic, diba? The franchise itself is really embraced memes. So sobrang big deal na somehow the fan rage resulted in a full overhaul of the design, and it worked. But yun, no more human face Sonic, luckily.
But yeah, Tom and Sonic meeting eventually starts this entire chase of Robotnik chasing both of them.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we get a really nice little bar scene where they have a bar brawl, and then Sonic gets his own little Quicksilver scene. So if you're familiar with Days of Future Past,
Days of Future Past and Apocalypse.
Yeah. See, Quicksilver has a few scenes where he starts running around.
The scene in Apocalypse is like the only good thing about that movie. Quicksilver was the only good thing about that.
It was a bad. Oh, speaking of James Marsden, Days of Future Past.
Oh yeah, James Marsden was in Days of Future Past, so that was his. Well, technically, that's his second Quicksilver moment. That's the second Quicksilver moment. He's in a movie.
He's in a movie with a.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty cool. And eventually, you know, Sonic and Robotnik had to chase after that awesome bar brawl, that pretty in a fun bar brawl. And
yeah, so you know, they, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Robotnik found a way to use that one quill.
Yeah, that one quill for
one energized. Oh yeah. Oh, we can talk about Dr. Robotnik. Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik was such a scenery chewing hilarious performance. Really fun.
True. True.
He's arguably I think one of the only things that people would ever point out that Jim Carrey's Robotnik didn't have was the weight, actually. It was him being big and round.
Actually, like an egg. Oh, oh, exactly. Pero ako, ako, okay, ako, I played Sonic 1 and 2 via the Seven Seas in Shopsville in Green Hills before. They used to sell CDs of Sonic. It was a 2-pack, Sonic 1 and 2, and for some reason, a Garfield game along with it. I used to love like the old Robotnik kasi nga, he's shaped like an egg and everything. So parang, the whole thing was, oh, is Jim Carrey gonna wear a fat suit? And no. And then when I saw the movie, I'm like, oh, okay. He basically went back to naging ano siya, naging classic 90s Jim Carrey siya bigla. He became the Riddler all over again.
He was Jim Carrey, and it was like he felt like a 90s film adaptation of Sonic.
I mean, it's perfect. For kasi, himself, diba? Yeah. But then, you can't get more 90s than Jim Carrey and Sonic.
But then it works because, you know, Jim Carrey was like just having fun with being with having a fun villain role.
That's right.
And him being comedic just works because, yeah, Robotnik is a Saturday morning cartoon villain who's pretty fun with all his failures. You know, we laugh at how much his efforts get thwarted and how much he loses. So it's hilarious. And that's what Jim Carrey brought to the table. And yeah, eventually, they meet in San Francisco, had a confrontation, and, you know, the quill-powered jet of Robotnik versus the quill-covered Sonic. And Sonic gets his iconic sneakers along the way, too. It was funny that, hey, it's coincidentally it fits Sonic's feet. But,
Speaking of sneakers, I want those sneakers. Sobrang ganda niya. Slip-on siya na Puma. So imagine mo, I think Puma paid good money to promote Sonic. Kasi,
to be fair, Usain Bolt was wearing Pumas when he broke
records.
That's
true. That's true. So ang ganda ng match, di ba? Ang ganda ng match to have Sonic wear Pumas. Tapos, happened after that? Forgot what's his name again? Roger Taylor Smith?
Roger Craig Smith?
Yeah, Roger Craig Smith, the current voice of Sonic in the video games. He actually got a free pair of Sonic Pumas. So that was cool. So I'm hoping na sina Colleen O'Shaughnessy also got it. I'm hoping. Kasi it's Sonic, it's Puma, it's match. I mean, even diba Puma also endorses sponsors F1, diba? They also make shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all about speed. And I love it. Sobrang like ang random lang ng addition of the shoes.
To be fair, Sonic shoes were pretty iconic, and he needed the red footwear, so
sobrang sabog na yung ano niya, sobrang gasgas na yung shoes niya, diba?
And getting an actual shoe to promote as like Sonic's in lore footwear and actual merch that you can buy, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like a limited edition. Okay. Like, you can't find it anywhere. Na.
Also, it's funny. One thing funny about the movie is that Tom is a domestic terrorist but doesn't get chased by any government authority.
Actually, that is a good point. That is a good point.
Never gets stopped over by the police. No one ever bothered to stop him when their SUV, when their pickup truck basically is like out of a roof.
In half.
So that's insane. It's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Apart from that,
And what else happened after that? Okay, so Sonic finally learns how to do the spin dash properly.
Oh yeah. So,
throughout Sonic the movie, he learns like to use the spin dash properly, and then I love the ending.
Ball and just goes ham. Sorry. And Yeah, he just uses the power of friendship to, you know, get that extra life.
Yeah, that's true. I loved power. How in the final battle against Robotnik, see Sonic and Robotnik, they if you notice what Sonic was doing, it's literally what you do in Sonic 1 when you first encounter Robotnik at the end of Green Hill Zone, wherein you have to hit Robotnik several times on top or like from the side until his ship breaks.
Mm-hmm.
He does the exact same thing in the end of the movie at the final battle against Robotnik. And then he I love the little details they were adding. Kasi Sonic decides to send Robotnik to Mushroom Hill Zone, which is basically stage two of Sonic. I think Sonic 1 or Sonic 2, I can't remember. But I remember
really
Mushroom Hill Zone.
Stage.
Sorry?
Not really the most impressive stage.
Yeah, because it's all mushrooms. It's like, even Sonic himself is like, ugh, mushrooms, like, why? And then, Robotnik somehow ends up in the Mushroom Hill Zone. And, you know, Sonic now lives a life with Tom and Maddie as basically their adopted son. And Robotnik somehow says that he will find a way to get back before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yung ano yung funny line niya dun. Tapos he no longer has hair. He's starting to look like, you know, Dr. Robotnik, you know, like the hair is suddenly growing, like the mustache is suddenly growing, as in he's becoming robotic na talaga.
Yeah.
So in a way it became an origin story for Robotnik and Sonic.
Also, one thing funny about Sonic as well, the fact that Dr. Robotnik got moved to the Mushroom Zone and not Sonic, I think it's a nice indicator that, you know, people never really played Sonic. A lot of people never played Sonic games beyond the first level.
Because there's Sonic, a chemical plant.
Because the thing with Sonic, the first Sonic game, it was the first level was one of the best opening levels in any video game.
Yeah.
But then you forget everything else. No one really remembers everything else. Like the intro is just good, and then the rest of the game is just kind of a tough grind to do. And there's some sections where Sonic is literally slowed down. So yeah, why?
Yun. Tapos during. Well, no, not during. I think that was the final scene of the movie was Robotnik saying, "I'll be back home before Christmas." Tapos kalbo na siya, growing mustache, and he was doing rock reconnaissance with Agent Stone, played by Lee Majug. And from there, medyo nag-ano na, we got it. An idea of like what's gonna happen in the second movie. And then what I was not expecting, random fact, this was the last movie I watched before the pandemic started, Sonic 1. Just came from an interview with Miguel Mercado. It was a weekday. I think it was EDSA day. So it was a long weekend. So ayun, sorry, my dad's like playing around with his car. When I watched the movie, I was not expecting a post-credit scene at all. Kasi nga, this is Sonic. Like, I was not expecting kasi nga, and sobrang napagastos sila sa post-credit, sa re-editing or like reanimating Sonic completely.
I think the studio that did the entire animation and reanimation got bankrupted because of it. So that was kind of
sad. So parang ngayon, I was like, I had zero expectations going into the movie. I think that's why I really enjoyed it. And then suddenly, here comes a mid-credit scene.
Get great deals and discounts with Shopee. From everyday needs to affordable podcasting gear like microphones to streaming tools such as capture cards, you can get all that and more on Shopee. Use our affiliate link, podlink.co/O2K, to help support the podcast. Kaya add to cart and check out na.
After the wonderful, wonderful 2D, 2D 16-bit, 32-bit outro with a song by Wiz Khalifa, of all people, called Speed Me Up, there's a little mid-credit scene where there's a mountain with leaves starting to form a tornado of some kind, a little tornado. And then that little tornado turns into one of the rings. Now, I think the rings that would turn Sonic into Super Sonic, diba? If you had gathered enough rings.
Yeah, if you have enough.
In the movies, the rings are a form of travel, so that's pretty cool. That's the newest part. Suddenly, here comes a little traveler called Miles Tails Prower. Suddenly saying that, oh, according to these like data, I found him. Like, wait, like what? Like, what do you mean you found him? Like, wait a damn minute. Like that feels like Sonic, the Sonic cartoon from the 90s. Like, wait lang. Are we getting like shit? Like it's Tails. It's always been Sonic and Tails, not just Sonic. Diba? It's always been the two. They've been a duo ever since. It's like Mario and Luigi. You can't have a game without Luigi. Although
Luigi has his own game, so it kind of worked.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, you don't have Tails' game. So it's so cool to see Tails suddenly appear in a mid-credit scene. Because sobrang zero expectation talaga sa movie. Just be like, oh my god, it's Tails. The best part is that Tails is voiced by his voice actor in the video games, Colleen O'Shaughnessy. Here's the very, very, siguro debatable part. Kasi nga, diba, ano na siya? It's a debate about voice actors being replaced for movie actors in movies. Like, Sonic in the movie is played by Ben Schwartz, who is a stand-up comedian. And in the games, it's Roger Craig Smith. Pero there are times naman na gets ko bakit nag-change sila ng cast. Kasi Roger Craig Smith is a perfect like adult Sonic, a grown-up Sonic. Mm-hmm. You watch Sonic Boom, the cartoon, the best Sonic cartoon ever. He's perfect there. Ang galing ni Roger Craig Smith dun. But in the movie, I can't imagine Roger Craig Smith being...
Yeah, and Ben Schwartz has a couple of voice roles before, so yeah, it's fine. Hmm.
He's Dewey sa DuckTales. It's sobrang iba, diba? Like, sobrang stern, nerdy boy. And then here comes Dewey. Here comes Sonic. Also, who wears blue. Super cool and, you know, very outdated. Like, saying things like, is The Rock president? Or is, you know, Amazon's gonna do... Like they captured the corniness of Sonic. And his being always dated. Mga ganun. Like, him saying, gotta go fast! Or like... That's no good. Like sobrang... You can tell this movie was made with love. Mm-hmm. The fact that they even brought the voice... I remember the speculation before. Hala, like, are you gonna replace Colleen O'Shaughnessy? Kasi nga, mid-credit lang naman siya. Hala, are you gonna replace her with another voice actor? Are you gonna replace her with Chris Pratt? Like, shit, diba? So, sobrang thankful ako na the Sonic crew decided to keep Colleen O'Shaughnessy because... She's the only voice of Tails I know at the moment.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's Sonic, the first Sonic. And now we go to, we can talk about the second one.
Mm.
So Sonic 2 is going to be out like in a week.
Yeah, but like we're releasing this on Monday. If you're listening to this on Monday, it's coming out on Wednesday.
April 8th.
Or Thursday.
April 8th for the worldwide release date. I think it's a bit earlier for us.
Yes, we are like a full 2 weeks earlier. Or tama ba? Let me double check the dates. Because in the States, it's April 8th. Ah, yeah, we're 1 week ahead.
We're a week ahead, so that's really cool.
Yes. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
So now we're pretty much going to talk about the second one. So... Yeah, so once again, you know, we go to Green Hills, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, the premise is like they go to Hawaii for their sister's wedding. You know, the sister they tied up.
For Maddie's sister's wedding.
Yeah, anyway, so Dr. Eggman finally returns, you know. I think he was able to go home by Christmas, so that was really cool.
Yeah. And yeah, those egg bots now. Like the little bees. Remember the little bee robots from the first game?
Yeah.
They're there.
So I guess that's one thing they're gonna do. And their goal is to now get the Master Emerald, which is the pretty much the video game premise of Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog game. So that's one. And you know, apart from that, he has help from Knuckles, voiced by Idris Elba.
Yes. Okay. So Knuckles in this case is gonna be in like the like what happens in the start of Sonic 2. Knuckles is the protector of the Chaos Emeralds or the Master Emerald. Kasi nga, whoever claims the Master Emerald, I think, can find the rest of the Chaos Emeralds, if I'm remembering this correctly, because it's been so long since I played the game. But yeah, the basic point is Knuckles is the protector of the Master Emerald. So he thinks baka na Sonic is gonna like abuse the power of the Master Emerald. So he is gonna make sure that Sonic doesn't get his hands on it. But it turns out Robotnik is the one who wants to steal it. So that's pretty much what happens in, and I'm guessing it's gonna happen in the movie as well. But we're gonna have different twists. I mean, Idris Elba as Knuckles from the trailer alone, sobrang wow. As in, hindi ko naakala si Idris Elba yun at first. Do I look like I need your powers? Like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, so Idris Elba as Knuckles is fun, and it's back. He's back, guys. Oh well, he's not back. I mean, he's in. It's, I can't remember if he did a voice role before, but that pretty cool that he's doing one, and he's Knuckles, the freaking echidna. Yeah, and of course, Knuckles. We have Tails here. We have Tails with us.
That's right. So, voiced by Colleen O'Shaughnessy. So they,
apart from that, there's not much on other movie details. But yeah, that's pretty much what it offers. So we get Knuckles versus Tails showdown. And that's...
Sonic versus Knuckles, not Knuckles.
Sonic, versus... I mean, Sonic... Well, we get Knuckles versus Tails eventually here.
Yeah, eventually.
Also, one thing worth noting is that they're also thinking of making a third film with Knuckles as the focus. So, you know,
Idris Elba. It's going to be Sonic 3, and then we're going to have a Knuckles TV show.
A third film and a spin-off of Knuckles. That's cool.
You're going to peacemaker him, basically.
Knuckles Chaotix, I hope. But anyway, but yeah, let's go. Apart from that, not much. But
that's about Knuckles, sorry.
Yeah, there's Knuckles and Tails. And we can talk about the possible surprises that can happen in this film. So... Mostly character cameos, I guess. Character appearances.
I really hope that Knuckles will ask somebody if he knows the way, because knowing how strong that Knuckles beam was, Ugandan Knuckles, they have to do it. They have to acknowledge it, because they acknowledge Sonic, the terribly drawn Sonic from the original memes in the first movie. So I'm hoping Knuckles is gonna do it in the second movie. But anyway, speaking of cameos, there's so many to choose from. Jude.
Yeah, like, well, one thing I hope they add is Amy.
Oh.
Amy Rose. So, you know, Sonic's love interest. Not that human lady, and I forgot her name in Sonic, the 06.
I don't even remember. it's so weird.
We're not gonna recognize that. And Amy with the hammer. I think she was more prominent in Sonic Advance, if I remember. You can play as much of the Sonic as a lot of members of the Sonic family in Sonic Advance. So
that's true. Cool. That's true. But it's like weird because for the longest time, for me, for someone who grew up watching the Sonic the Hedgehog morning TV show, Sonic was always paired with Princess Sally Acorn, but I don't think she's going to appear because of legal issues. So we're going to get Amy Rose, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I think it's mostly going to be the video game characters here. So there's Shadow the Hedgehog. I just hope they don't have him brandishing a pistol after.
He will. It's Shadow. He has to be the edgy one.
He has to be the edge lord with the pistol.
Oh, that's
it's a pretty large Desert Eagle type pistol. It's crazy. Metal Sonic. I think this would be nice to include somewhere. Like maybe in a different movie, if not on the sequel, if not on part two. Because you know, even a bit part, like where they just try to make a Metal Sonic to match up with him. And then Silver the Hedgehog.
Nah, masyado na, like Silver the Hedgehog for me, baka masyado siyang obscure na, sobrang niche na siya. Like sobrang like, oh, it's a hedgehog from the future. It's like,
but Spider-Man, then again, like, he's been in the more recent games, so I guess more people would know Silver in the recent games.
Yeah.
Because especially knowing that the audience is a bit younger. A lot of the audience has played the 2000 Sonic games, so that's really
that's
cool.
That's true.
Whether or not they're good. Cream the Rabbit? Cream the Rabbit is going to be fun.
Maybe. Maybe and, like as a...
I forgot the other ones. We got Big the Cat. Oh, Big the Cat is popular, but he's also infamous for Sonic Adventure for being a slow big oaf that's so hard to control. So that's one thing.
Oh man.
And then
Big the Cat.
Well, Rogue the Bat might appear just because
for various reasons.
Yeah, the interest is there. Of course, we just hope we can see Super Sonic, though.
Yes, that'd be fun. Like, I bet there's gonna
be a time we would. So, I didn't know there were so many video game characters. Even Egg Robos. I hope we see more of those Egg Robos.
We're getting some Egg Robos already. It's a trailer. The bees are there, so they're coming. Feeling good. They're gonna start taking shape now. Now that Dr. Robotnik has been in the Mushroom Hill zone. For sure, man, na-encounter na siyang creatures. So for sure, he'll probably base the creatures off those. Diba? Tapos, diba yung original plot ng video game was that these bees and like these animals are actually animals turned into robots, which is really sad. And that became the plot also of the morning cartoon where Sonic's uncle, or grandpa, I think, became fully converted into a cyborg. So I would love to see them explore that. I just don't know if they're going to go for the Freedom Fighters from the cartoon or they're going to go Sonic Knuckles Tails and then go from there because the possibilities are endless now. Yun naman sasabi ko.
All right. So yeah, there's so many other characters here. But yeah, I think the foundation for the Sonic films is nice because yeah, they're doing it game by it's like movie by movie. It feels like a game by game.
Exactly.
And yeah, the fact that they introduced the Echidna tribe, so that means they can introduce much of the other echidnas in the games and in the series. But yeah, that's really fun.
Well, they are a whole tribe, that's true. They are a whole tribe. Maybe there's a few more tribes in the game. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
In the movie, sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. And I'm not sure now. Now looking at the games, like Sonic games. Now I wonder, do they have a game slated for at least this year? You know, since...
Oh, Sonic Breath of the Wild.
Oh yeah, the Sonic Adventure game. It's really cool. Ah, Sonic Origins. I think that's the name.
I don't think
upcoming...
we have a
name
for it yet.
Oh yeah, they had the Sonic Origins. I forgot, but yeah, there's gonna be an open world Sonic game. That's gonna be really nice because Sonic in open world makes sense because you know he runs fast in vast open spaces, and that's gonna be.
And he's a thing alive. Oh man,
hopefully it's gonna be a good game because Sega has not been the best when it comes to making Sonic games. They've been arguably the only games they've been doing really well are Yakuza games, which is made by a separate Sega studio. That's really weird. It's really weird that they can't get Sonic right, whereas Mario always gets it right. And Crash Bandicoot somehow finally got it right.
After like 20 years, didn't it, halos?
All they needed was to remake the first three and make a fourth one, ignoring everything else in between. It's kind of sad because the other game, there's some in between Crash games are really good. But yeah, I just hope Sonic. I don't think the second Sonic movie would be bad. So if ever if ever the worst thing that could happen is just average, which is still fine for a video game movie, because we've had we've had Detective Pikachu, we've had this the first Sonic film, so we're in good hands. And although this year it's also the second video game movie to be released this year, because Uncharted released like last month. It's Tom Holland as the young Nathan Drake. So I'm not sure. I forgot the reception for that, but I think it was, well, pretty average. But then it's an expensive spectacle. So, you know, I think it's still worth a watch, because just to see the action sequences. But yeah, it's weird to see young Nathan Drake. So that means young Sully is played by Mark Wahlberg, which is weird.
Yeah. He should have been. He should have been Nathan Drake, man. Mark Wahlberg would have been a great Nathan Drake.
Well, they were the people have always looked at Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake, so that's been the dream for so long. But yeah, we have Tom Holland, and we're gonna stick to that. And hopefully, I just hope the movie was. Since I haven't watched it, I just hope it was nice enough to have at least a sequel.
Let's hope so.
Because Uncharted is a nice video game series, and there's so many things to go around to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess apart from that, apart from Sonic, Sonic 2, well, that's pretty much it. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. So yeah, really excited to see this. You know, it's also like almost 2 weeks before it was the Batman, so I have yet to see that one, and I've heard it's really good. So yeah, lots of good movies coming out this year. It's really fun.
It's Hollywood's revenge. And you know what's great? You know what's great? We basically did a Cliff Notes version of Sonic in a really quick way.
Yeah,
just like how Sonic goes fast.
Yeah, just TLDR, Sonic 1 was really great, and Sonic 2, I don't think it will be bad. As I said, at worst it will be average. But yeah,
that's right.
It looks well made. The first film is well made, so I think this one would be even more well made, because it's even closer to the video games than the first one. Because finally get Eggman as well. Eggman looking Eggman.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey is of course gonna, you know. Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey. He's gonna have fun with a lot of stuff. And Idris Elba's Knuckles is gonna be interesting. It's worth seeing.
Nick, I'm just curious, what was I gonna say? Kind of lost my train of thought. But I think our friends Tim and Karen, who watched the advanced screening, said that this is probably better than the first movie. And I think on Twitter, I saw a tweet that said, Sonic 2 is the Godfather 2 of the Sonic series, the Sonic movie series.
I just hope it's not as long as the Godfather 2. Huh? I just hope it's not as long as the Godfather
2. Oh, no. You know what's crazy? You know how crazy this is? The movie's runtime is 2 hours and 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. They have a huge emphasis on the number 2 on this one. So let's hope. Let's hope. Fingers crossed. We're gonna have a good movie.
I think it's gonna be a good movie. And I haven't really seen any really, really bad ones recently, so that's all good. But that's it. That's our episode. So for the audio version of this episode, you can listen to the Geeky Ones podcast for free on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player.fm, and other more podcast platforms there for free. So that's really cool. You can check out the Geeky Ones on social media. Just follow at the Geeky Ones on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. Really cool. You can check us out on our website, thegeekyones.com. We recently reviewed Project Sandata, which is out on early access on Steam. And it's a really fun game. It's been a while since we've seen it, and finally we're seeing it, and we played it. It's really cool. It's one of the it's a really nice shooter that hopefully will get more traction eventually. It's going to be really cool.
That's right.
Let's hope more people play it. But yeah, that has been episode 111, I guess. It's all of us. Yeah. So thank you so much for watching and listening and commenting. So thank you so much. So shout out to Carl Lorenz in the comments. So hi, thank you. But yeah, once again, this has been the Geeky Ones, and thank you so much for listening and watching again. So goodbye and see you next episode. So bye.
Bye.
This episode of The Geeky Ones is presented to you by Ambidexter. Check out ambidexter.media for more information.